Welcome to the Money Web Power Podcast. My name is Morgan Barnard, and today I'm speaking to Setlakane Machini, Head of CSI at Investec. As a starting point, I would like to look at the role that CSI plays within the businesses. How important is it for companies to invest in CSI initiatives, and why?
It is important for companies to invest in CSI initiatives more from a perspective that says we live within society and we should understand that the long-term sustainability of our businesses is dependent on the long-term sustainability of the communities within which we operate. We cannot run successful businesses unless the communities within which we operate are both sustainable and successful.
Can you give us some idea of how much money Investec puts back into the community each year and how it is spent?
At a general level, I mean, we spend about 50 million as a group, Investec CSI, giving back to communities. And the major focus really is on education. Our view and understanding is we ought to help create a meaningful difference in people's lives. And we felt that anything that enables people to become active economic participants in our society would be key. So our focus on education and partly also on entrepreneurship is aimed at facilitating that active participation of individuals in the economy. The most important thing is to understand that we have a 90-10 split percentage-wise of our budget, where 90% of our budget is solidly focused on education-related initiatives, including those of entrepreneurship focus. And the 10% that we've got is more for ad hoc philanthropic initiatives that we run, some of which include the Soccer League, association with the Field Band, as well as to facilitate, to a large degree, the involvement of staff in our own community projects. And it's important that we understand the power to leverage. And leveraging means we can inject money, yes, into initiatives, but we've got a whole host of other resources. So whilst we have financial resources, we've got human resources, all of whom can be leveraged off to bring about meaningful difference in people's lives.
You are currently sponsoring a program to improve maths and science skills in South Africa. Can you tell us a bit about this initiative?
It's a program that actually celebrates 10 years of existence.
Oh, okay. Wow.
In this year in particular. So the program known as ProMath is an initiative that we started in partnership with Kutlwano Math Science and Technology Center, which is an NGO, largely aimed at helping youngsters from township schools, rural schools, increase their pass rate, but also not only just their pass rate, but the quality of the pass rate. So youngsters that we take from these schools come and attend extra math lessons, as well as science lessons over weekends. And they start with us from grade 10.
Okay.
And it gets deeper and steeper for them, because when you're in grade 10, you attend once a week. When you're in grade 11, you attend twice a week. When you're in grade 12, you attend three times a week. So you'd attend on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's amazing, in the sense that we're asking of youngsters at a very early age to give up their weekends already for 3 years,
yeah,
just to start preparing. But I think at a level of desperation, in the sense that what is a real challenge in the public school education system is that many a times youngsters are not taught by adequately qualified teachers. Many a times they haven't got the kind of textbooks. Many a times the classrooms are too big. And many a times we don't spend enough time on the content, on the subject matter,
yeah,
to get youngsters up to speed. So what we do in this initiative actually turns every bit of those challenges on their heads and they say, fine, we are going to create smaller classes. We are going to get adequately qualified teachers. We are going to give you textbooks. We are going to give you calculators. We are going to make sure that you're fully supported to have a better chance. And this is amazing. Youngsters who join on our program sometimes start as low as 15% in mathematics, and when they matriculate, they're as high as 100%.
Wow.
Mathematics or science. And that's the point. The point is potential lies in every single child. What we have to admit is that many a times it's not that the youngsters have failed, but the system has failed these youngsters. And that's the key things that we need to be thinking about going forward.
Yeah, because maths and science skills are lacking in South Africa. But this is a long-term investment in these skills. When can we expect to see a payoff in the industry?
I mean, maybe I'm a very optimistic individual around it. But let's put it this way: that it's 10 years on, we have got alumni, many of whom are part of our alumni chapters at universities. They are studying degrees that, my goodness, some of them I can't even pronounce. But these are degrees that they wouldn't have ordinarily been able to pursue, one, had they not produced the kind of maths and science results that this program has enabled them to, but also would not have been able to pursue if they had not produced the kind of results so as to secure admission at university, but not only just admission, but in many instances secure scholarships and bursaries to pursue such. So it's very important for us to start saying, yes, it's a long-term view, but I mean, we were into it's a decade later. So in a decade later, for those who were part of the ceremony on Friday, wouldn't have noticed that we had videos of alumni, some of whom are working people already, some of whom are in their fourth years, some of whom are pursuing degrees that require them to be much longer at university, so they're in medicine and all other places. But yes, it's starting to pay off, and I have no doubt that from now onwards we will reap the rewards of what we've invested over the past. Not, and when I'm talking reap rewards, I'm not talking directly by Investec, but I'm saying I think society will start realizing the benefit and contribution that Investec, in partnership with Kutlwanong through Promise, have made.
On a more critical question, though, is you are investing in these skills, but what are the chances of these students finding employment in this country?
I mean, obviously the economy is facing its own challenges at this point in time. But I think we cannot deny the level of skill shortages, particularly in the skills, in the areas that require maths and science. That as much as there is a high unemployment rate, the high unemployment rate happens because we haven't got the kind of skill set that is required to fill the many other positions that are required. I mean, if you look at government in terms of its own admission of where it needs to fill in posts, largely it's accountants, it's significant people who require maths and science. If you look at all industries, they'll tell you, I mean, we're in finance. We scramble for people, because particularly people of color, it is not easy to fill. So these guys have no doubt have a higher chance of finding a job than somebody else who's going to pursue more of a less in demand, which typically there are too many of them, because they aren't people who are well versed in maths or matriculated in with maths and science passes a while ago. So no, I'm fairly optimistic. Yes, the economy is where it is, but we have gaps even within with the economy being where it is.
Do you have any success stories that we can refer to?
We have a number of success stories, and I suppose some of them are. If I take Isaiah Mshanga, for example, who is our very, very first matriculant on the program. We matriculated in 2005 when the program started. He subsequently got a bursary from Investec at the time. He then went and studied BCom Econometrics at UJ. He's proceeded to do his honors. He's done his master's. His first job was at the IMF. He then went and joined National Treasury, and today is one of the senior economists at Barclays Africa. It's a wonderful story to tell. This is somebody who I remember years ago visiting his home, a four-roomed house in Soweto, and being pointed to a tea tray to say this is a study desk he used to have. I think of Nontlakane Pomsibi, who is one of our CA program trainees at Investec. Also, similar kind of story. Mother, a domestic worker, who had two twins, and both of whom ended up on the Promise program, both of whom chose to go and study further at various universities. The one got a bursary at Investec. The other went and did aeronautical engineering and therefore got bursary elsewhere. But in the end, the mother of two domestic worker has got two well-educated youngsters as a result of a program that's given them the opportunity that it has. So, and the list is endless. I can tell you all these wonderful stories that I have heard over the 10 years that seem to suggest that the program is having some form of impact. Yes, I think let's accept that in the broader scheme of things, there are too many more people who are in need.
Mm.
And a program such as PROMETS can never be enough. In fact, we've got so many centers. Investec alone is supporting about 8 centers across the country. But even then, it's not enough because there are just so many youngsters in need. However, the pockets, these very pockets, produce some amazing results, and I have no doubt that we're going to start seeing some of these people come back and make some form of a contribution one way or the other, both in the economy and society.
That was Setlokhani Matidi, head of CSI at Investec.